it is said that D.T. Suzuki told, I think, Senzaki Roshi, when he went to United States, saying if you go to United States, don't talk about one of the Zen koan, Nansen killing the cat. Well, this is a pretty interesting story, and not only the four, but it is a very interesting story for the not only the Japanese but also Americans. There is another story which is pretty similar with Nansen Kills a Cat. That story is Geisha Zen Master became a monk. Geisha's the motivation of becoming a monk. The story was like this. Okay. For many years, Geisha Zen Master was catching the fish every day with his father. I think Geisha Zen Master had been concentrating on the problem of life and death for long years. But anyway, he was every day catching the fish with his father. One day he fell down to the water. The father fell into the ocean and the story said that at that time Geisha Zen Master didn't save his father and left immediately, and left there immediately and went to the Zen temple and became a monk. The story says, a little bit exaggeratedly, story says that Geisha Zen Master pushed the father back into the water instead of saving him. So in other words, it seems that the Geisha Zen Master killed, anyway, his father instead of saving his life. So that is pretty interesting story. But we don't understand that one. I heard very often that stories from Zen Masters in Japan. Zen Master always admired Geisha Zen Master's behavior. So I didn't understand why. But I don't know. You understand? Well, I have to. I don't know if this story is exactly true or not. But you have to think a few things behind that stories. If you read the stories or story of Koan of Blue Cliff Record, you know, you can see the background of that stories. You know, you just see the stories. It's very difficult to understand completely. So I think a few things you should consider behind these stories. One point is that Genshin Zen Master had been concentrating on the motto of life and death every day. Whole energy of his life, anyway, was thrown into a motto of life and death every day. But on the other hand, he had been going to the ocean and catching a fish and killing the life of fish, but because it was his lifestyle and also father's lifestyle, so he had to follow his father's occupation. So that is one point. Every day, whole his life was anyway constantly offered to the matter of life and death. In other words, this life is completely indication of simplicity in life. He didn't think of something else. Whatever he does, he went fishing every day, but that is the atmosphere. But all his life energies was offered to a model of life and death, thinking and behavior anyway, mentally and physically. Anyway, he really concentrated on this. So in other words, apparently he did many things, but strictly speaking, his life was really manifested in a simple way. Simplicity. Zen practice is nothing but the simplicity. Continuation of simplicity. That is it seems to be easy, but in a sense it's pretty hard to continue this kind of practice for long, because it's pretty easy to ride on simplicity, but it's, in other words, on the other hand, it's pretty easy for us to off from that simplicity. Like, if you put the kettle on the oven, water is easily boiled. But if you take it off from the oven, it's pretty hard to boil it. So it's pretty easy to, it gets cool very easily. So constantly you have to put the kettle on the oven day by day in simple ways. But life is very complicated. It's pretty difficult to put the kettles on the ovens constantly in a simple way. Focusing on the one thing, put on the ovens, a matter of life and death constantly. But apparently, we have to do many things. So very naturally, people follow the way of living kind of firecracker. Firecracker? Do you know firecracker? When you have something interested in, you are very excited, and then you get energies pretty easily, just like a firecracker. Next moment, it's disappeared. If you don't have anything excited, you are disappointed pretty easily. So that is a very common, very common. We are all, that's why people are always chasing after something excited, something good. Good feeling, always we try to. But that kind of what the practice is very difficult to continue. Because lots of excitement, but on the other hand, lots of suffering. So all we have to do is, most important the practice is to continue simplicity in life. Which seems to be easy, but on the other hand, it's very difficult because there is nothing particular, so called excitement. But it is very powerful. Simplicity is very powerful. And also very powerful, what would you say, momentum. Very powerful, what would you say, rhythm of life. For instance, in the Japanese language, when you try to explain or manifest something simple with the Japanese word, you can use very simple Japanese word. But that simple Japanese word explains few letters, but within a few letters, quality of the meaning is very rich. For instance, the yugen means profundity. Sometimes we say subtle profundity in English. Subtle profundity or simplicity is also same things. And also koko means literary wizard and lofty. Wizard and lofty means the dullness, very dull and also very lofty. Two words in two letters, dullness and lofty. Dullness means it doesn't make sense in the usual sense because it's dull. It kind of, not chisel, making a hole, what would you say? Kind of drill. But a Japanese drill is a very sharp, the sharp point. Do you know that? What would you say? In English? But never mind. Just like Nero. the bottom is very sharp point, but the little bit square shape. It's chisel, but not chisel. I forgot. And, we make a hole and rubbing at the handle like this, rolling the handle. Well, I think the square shape, but if it is not square, even though you roll the chisel like this, but it didn't go down because, it's very round. Do you understand? Anyway, square shape, and the point is very sharp. And then you roll the chisel like this, and then chisel goes down to the wood, into the wood easily. But if it doesn't sharp, you know. The point is not sharp, and square is not square, round. Even though you do like this, it's pretty hard going down into the word. Okay? Do you understand? This is called Tao, you know, Taoist. Means the stupid. But on the other hand, within the stupidity, there is a dullness, there is a something, you know, I would just say profound, something profound and lofty, lofty. Well, anyway, Japanese, with a few letter, we can express the quality of the existence, which is very rich. That is the simplicity, Japanese. Where am I? What?
Death is unnecessary, life is very simple. Simplicity is very good.
Simplicity is very good.
Japanese words express many things.
I'm focusing on simplicity, isn't it? Yeah, I know. So, simplicity. Yeah, simplicity. I said the simplicity is the very powerful energy, and the simplicity in life has a very powerful energy and momentum or rhythm of life, I said. Is that right? Yeah, Coco, yeah. That's why if you try to explain the richness of existence with a simple word, it's very powerful. Anyway, powerful. It's a very simple word, but you don't know how can I explain. You cannot explain, you know, in detail how deep, how profound the human life is. You can't explain with a word, lots of word. So what you can do is to use the word as simple as you can, and also you can express richness of existence. That's why simplicity in life is very powerful, anyway, very powerful. How can you get to that simplicity, which is very powerful, which has a very powerful the momentum and also rhythm of life? It comes from the continuation of practicing simplicity in life every day, and focusing on the one subject, a matter of life and death, day by day, using your whole energy into. For instance, you know, the one of the famous Western mathematicians named Archimedes. Archimedes. This is a little bit very exaggerated example, but. According to the story, when he found something wonderful, discovered something, you know, the solution of the questions in mathematics. Okay. One day he found that he discovered the solution and answer when he was taking a bath. You know. And then immediately he they enjoyed very much, and he said, "I got it." And then he get out of the bath, you know, and went back to his house. I don't know, his house, you know, nakedly. Do you understand that one?
Yes.
you cannot believe this one. Because in the common sense, can't you go home? Can't you go home nakedly with full joy? You cannot do it. You know, even though what I don't know, whatever kind of a joy you have, you cannot go home with a naked body anyway. But he did it. That is a simplicity anyway. Simplicity means to discover in a moment. In a moment, he found, he discovered something wonderful, which he had never seen before, but for a long time, he has anyway concentrated on one thing for day by day. Year after year. Then sometimes he couldn't understand exactly. For instance, if you started to practice Zen Buddhism, you can get into the entrance of the Zen circle. At that time you experience something wonderful. Okay. And after that, if you go into the depths of Zen Buddhism, you don't understand what Zen is. So completely you don't. But that, at that time, most people give up. But an important point is that time, period of time, which you completely don't understand what Zen Buddhism is, what the life is, what the mathematics is, what physics is. But you have to go through, because it is the very important duration of time which makes your life mature. But maturity doesn't appear at that time. But maturity is ready to come up anytime, anywhere, but it is always behind, bottom of your mind. It's ready, but it doesn't come up. At that time, you don't understand exactly. So if you continue, if you try to carry the continuation of life, so-called simplicity, focusing on one thing, it's very difficult to do that at that time. But you have to do it. And then, maybe sometimes you are very exhausted, you know, to think of mathematics or Zen Buddhism or your life, and completely you don't. So sometimes the crystallization requires the practice of letting go, you know, under certain circumstances, instead of always concentrating on something. Okay, so you have to let it go. It means you have to walk
and
late and without thinking anything. Or when you go to the hiking and the wilderness, and then when you touch the really nature immediately, you can get something. You can experience something wonderful. Well, I think that's the maturity. When the maturity appears on the surface of your life, It is a moment. That moment is very powerful anyway. So Genshin Zen Master, anyway, they had been practicing for many years, thinking, concentrating on the matter of the life and death. And moment when he met was the moment when his father fell into the sea. At that time, a function of his mind exactly switched over into something else, rather than concentrating on, matter of life and death. His mind completely switched over into, an event which happens right now, right here. That is moment. And then he got something religiously that is called motivation or enlightenment, religiously speaking. Or in mathematics, according to Archimedes, that is a discovery of answer in mathematics. It's really big shock. That time, you don't pay attention to what happens, who I am, just like Archimedes. He didn't pay attention to his situations. He immediately went back to his room, his home, naked. Completely beyond the human speculation anyway. But this is really full joy, full enlightenment there. So religiously speaking, that is called enlightenment, and body mind, the way seeking mind happens. So when the Geshe Zen Master saw that situation, immediately he got something, some answer. He touched the bottom of life and death. Exactly. And then, immediately he ran into the Zen temple, became a monk. I don't know whether he pushed his father into the water or not. Maybe he tried to help. Try to save father's life. Because he had a paw. He has a paw. So he gave the paw to the fathers who were struggling anyway. But the moment when he got something wonderful at that time, he forgot the paw, existence of Paul,
and his life and father's life and the oceans completely forgot. That is beyond time and space. That is really bottom of life and death. What is life and death, actually? It is emptiness. It is emptiness means the exact function of the rhythm. It's very powerful, anyway. The momentum. So that's where he went. He left there immediately and went to the temple and became a monk. So from this point, I think I can admire his practice of Buddhism in sincerity with a sincere mind, sincere heart. But a day later, I think people look back at the event and the people say, you killed the father anyway. That is fiction. It's a little bit something fiction there. Do you understand? You know. But at that moment, his life, his behavior was very pure, very clean. Like Archimedes. So, but in Zen practice, anyway, in Zen Buddhism, we have to carry that simplicity in life constantly. Regardless of whether you understand what human life is or not, anyway, you have to carry this simplicity in life. Sometimes we say full devotion. We say full devotion, full commitment. Full devotion means a complete self-abandonment. You have to throw yourself away to one thing. And then, at that time, you can manifest full devotion. Well, later. Opportunity to discuss, to have a tea with you, so I should stop talking. At that time, please, if you have questions, please.